It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
We need you. We need the fans. We need the Auburn family. We need the staff. We need the players. We need everyone in this building that is involved in our program to buy into our core values to drive this train.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over. And in, I believe. Touchdown. Touchdown, Auburn.
Baseball pass. Front court, Brian Smith. Baseline, eight-footer in and out. Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness.
Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25. Cuts it inside. 30. 35. 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50. To the 40. To the 30. To the 20. To the 15. 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy. Touchdown.
Reach it down. He knocked it away. Ball loose on the deck. Throws it back out. Harper gets it. Harper down the floor. Harper shovels it to Brown for three. Yeah!
You ain't going to run get any popcorn if we keep this up.
I knew we could be competitive in men's basketball at Auburn. I didn't think that championships were necessarily in the cards. Auburn's a special place. I had a special team.
Bryce eyes the bucket, spins it up. In and out, though. Rebound. Washington saved it. Pop Brown is there for three in the corner. Yeah, baby!
All right.
Auburn leads.
Get back, play some defense now.
We've come a long way. And just grateful for the opportunity. Understand that if it wasn't for Auburn bringing me to be their basketball coach, I never would have the opportunity to realize, obviously, one of my goals as a college coach is to get to the Final Four.
That does it. History has been made. The Auburn Tigers, for the first time ever, are going to the Final Four.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Wiltu, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Now, here's your host, Doug Holton.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome into Tiger Talk Overtime. Glad you're with us on a Thursday night as we continue the conversation of Auburn football, Auburn basketball, and a lot of other Auburn sports that are hot right now, including gymnastics. They'll be taking on Arkansas tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight as well. But what about the Auburn basketball team? Bruce Pearl and the guys are really rolling after a big win last night over the LSU Tigers in Baton Rouge. They really put it on the Tigers in the second half, pulling away. Wendell Green was great. Jalen Williams again with a good game. And Leor Berman certainly chipping in his share for the Auburn Tigers. We'll talk a little bit more basketball in just a minute. We're also going to talk some football tonight. We have Kendall Simmons with us, a conversation we had earlier this afternoon on WarEagleTV.com. Kendall, the former Auburn offensive lineman, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He coached the offensive line in Auburn, at Auburn for Cadillac Williams in the fall, the last few games, and now he is back as a member of the support staff. We'll be talking with Kendall a little bit later on in the show. And coming up in just a few minutes, former Auburn baseball standout and now the longtime coach of the UMS Wright Bulldogs, Terry Curtis, will be with us. He's decided to coach yet another season for the Bulldogs at UMS, and we'll be talking to Terry about that and his visit with Hugh Freeze a little bit earlier in the week. So lots coming up on the show. Back to the basketball Tigers for just a minute. As we mentioned, a big win over LSU. South Carolina coming up at 2:30 Central Time on Saturday. So another big game for the Tigers. Earlier today, Coach Pearl visited with the media, and he talked again about Jalen Williams, who has been playing excellent basketball as of late. He talked about the reason for Jalen's success, and he also talked a little bit about the scene in the SEC right now and how things are stacking up.
I think probably more locked in, you know, again, recognizing the opportunity, you know, that we've worked so hard to put ourselves in, the opportunity that he's worked for and had to patiently wait through last season, and now he's, I think, you know, taking advantage of it,
and recognizing, you know, recognizing the importance that, that you know, for us to be able to beat, to continue to win, he you know, he needs to continue to do what he's doing. And so I do think it's a combination of being mentally focused, taking them one at a time. You know, we've got, we have respected every opponent we've played, and as we should. You know, for me, I go back and look at LSU and go, all right, they beat Arkansas at home. They're like 12-1. They're borderline getting votes, and they lose, you know, you know, some of the best teams in our league, and like Texas A&M or Alabama or, you know, at Kentucky. And with the exception of the home Florida loss, which isn't a terrible loss, but they're right there. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a situation for all of us, maybe with the exception of a couple teams that are undefeated or, you know, whatever, really, really good. You've got to be able to handle the winning and the losing. You know, Ole Miss coming back last night or the other night and being able to go to South Carolina, that's a great win for Ole Miss. Those guys could have kind of, you know, give us, so again, it's a lot about matchups and it's a lot about respecting your opponent. We will respect South Carolina because they've got a couple of great wins this year. The win over Clemson and the win at Rupp, those are two of the best league wins in our league.
It's time for our live look in at Nixon's in Midtown Mobile, and JT is joining us to talk about all the activities going on. JT, Thursday night, I know is a big night for you, and we've got Auburn basketball coming up this weekend, and a lot of beers on tap Thursday night.
Yeah, I'll try not to drink all the beers, but we do have a new Dogfish on tap and a Wicked Weed. You know, we've always got a lot of new beers on tap, so they'll be good for sure.
And Saturday, we've got, I know you're always busy at lunch, but we've got Auburn basketball early in the afternoon at 2:30 Central Time on the SEC Network.
Yeah, that should be fun. We're getting a really good crowd for the Auburn games. Who we play? South Carolina, and we're on kind of a roll, so people are getting kind of psyched about the season.
Yeah, 6 out of the last 7 for the Tigers, so they're rolling pretty good right now.
Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to match last year, but this year is starting to show a little bit a little more promise.
All right, good deal, JT. We'll see you at Nixon's tonight and this weekend, and hopefully it'll be a big win for the Tigers.
Okay, thanks. War Eagle.
All right, JT, thanks very much. And, again, go by and see the great people at Nixon's this week, tonight, and Friday night, Saturday night. Be there for the game. A great place to watch the ball game on Saturday at 2:30 against South Carolina. Want to mention quickly, best wishes to Brittany Harvey, her husband Joel, and their daughter Harper, and her brother Chad, their entire family. As a matter of fact, you may have seen the story on social media this week, but Brittany is from across the bay, and she is having a little bit of surgery tomorrow morning in Birmingham, and we want to certainly wish her the best there. It's a really touching story if you haven't seen it. Excuse me. Her brother Chad contacted the Auburn coaches and just to let them know about the situation and asked them if they could send a message along, and they sent some really amazing videos to Brittany and her family. If you haven't seen them, you can go to my website, WarEagleTV.com. I'm not trying to plug the website, but I put it up there on the top of the Twitter page. You can click on the item on the top of the Twitter page. It says, "This is amazing." And you can watch the videos from Coach Pearl and Coach Thompson and Coach Hugh Freeze. It's really a great story. And, again, we want to send our best wishes along to Brittany tomorrow and Joel and Harper and Chad, her brother, her entire family, and hope that they are doing well. Send along our prayers, and we will look forward to a great story next week of success. And so War Eagle from all of us here at Tiger Talk Overtime. Also, Rhett Hobart has been named the Deputy Athletics Director for External Affairs at Auburn. Athletics Director John Cohen announced that Thursday. And so we'll be talking more about that, as well as many other items in the news at Auburn as the show continues. When we come back, we're going to check in with Terry Curtis, the head coach at UMS Wright and a former Auburn Tiger as well. We'll get to Terry and much more when we come back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to Doug Holton.
Thanks very much. Welcome back into the show, everybody. Tiger Talk Overtime as we continue the conversation of Auburn athletics, talking some Auburn football and Auburn basketball and much more here on a Thursday night. Hope you join us on the phone lines. 343-0106 is our number. And we want to welcome now into the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line, a former Auburn Tiger who played his college baseball at Auburn, and a lot of people around here know him better for being the head coach, the longtime head coach of the UMS Wright Bulldogs. 50 years, 8 state titles, a Hall of Fame, the winningest coach in the state of Alabama. We want to welcome into our microphones Coach Terry Curtis. Terry, great to have you on tonight.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing well. How about you?
Oh, man, doing great. Doing great.
Well, tell me, I was reading about you today or yesterday and reading the article, 50 years, as I mentioned, in coaching and all of the accolades that you have. And you had a little decision to make as to whether to come back for another year. And as it turns out, I guess it wasn't much of a decision.
Well, you know, I just kind of go from year to year now when you get, you know, when you've been doing it 50 years and you look at a lot of things, you look at your, you know, your health, you want to make sure you're still making a difference. You want to make sure the kids are still responding to you. And, you know, those kind of things. And, you know, I still like everything about coaching. I feel like the weekend work. I like the scheming. I like my staff. I like who I work for. I like going to work every day. So, you know, if all those things are still in place, you know, why not get up and go to work every day? So, you know, I'm still having a good time doing it. So that was it mainly. You know, the way the article made it sound, I went in today and my headmaster said, you know, we ain't giving you a contract for next year yet. So you better watch out. Talking about you planning on staying. So we hadn't decided yet. So they were kidding me about it and all, But hopefully all of it's good, and you know, I'm excited about doing it another year.
Yeah, well, we want to make sure we get that right as far as the connection with the headmaster there. But was that a decision, Terry? Was it a big decision? How long did it take you to make it? And you know, were there any things that you thought about? Like you said, you still enjoy coaching. Was there anything else that you thought about? Well, maybe I want to do this a little more.
Well, not, you know, I'm not a big hunter. I don't play, you know, I like to play golf, but I don't think I'd want to do it every day. I don't fish a whole lot. And, you know, I really don't like yard work. So, you know, I'm not sure what I would do. I'm going to do, you know, if I do retire, hopefully I'm going to be able to do something and stay busy. But I just like the way, Doug, till at the end of the season, kind of, you know, it's a grind, it's a long season, and I just wanted to make sure that I didn't make a decision to come back and yet I wasn't ready for it or didn't. So I just like to kind of rest up and get everything back to normal and go through the Christmas holidays, talk to my family and my sons and so forth. And, you know, I've got grandkids getting up there now where they're playing some ball in North Carolina, which is a good way from here. So, you know, I'm sure here in the next year or two, that'll have a lot to do with it.
You mentioned, Terry, you mentioned that connection with your players. And I know a lot of coaches talk about that or think about that when they've been coaching for a while? Do they still have that connection with the younger players? How do you keep that in tune as you coach year after year? Are there certain things that you have to do to keep that going?
I think you have to listen to them more. You have to, I can probably name you 10 or 15 things that I've changed through the years as I've gotten older, and the kids have changed and things that they like and things they do. I can tell you one right off the top. Back, 10 or 15 years ago, I would not have dared had music at practice. And I had some kids several years ago came to me and said, "Coach, can we start on a couple of days having some music either at the start of practice or at the end of practice or during practice?" And, I said, "I don't know about that, guys." I said, "I want you to be able to hear me when I got something to holler at you about." But we started doing it, and the kids love it. And, it's just things like that. The game has changed enough. It's no more 3 yards to cloud of dust. They like to do different things and the spread offenses and all that. So, I think everybody's kind of evolved with the game. But I think in a lot of ways, as you get older, you got to listen to a little bit more of their music than you normally do, a little bit more to how they handle themselves and the things they like to do, and probably more so than you did back when I first started all this.
Yep. Talking with Terry Curtis, the head coach of UMS Wright and former Auburn Tiger. Coach, I noticed also that you got a visit from the new head coach of the Tigers this week in Hugh Freeze. Tell us a little bit about that and how it went and what was your impression?
Well, he and Zach came by Tuesday morning, and we probably spent 30, 45 minutes. And he knows I'm an Auburn guy, and he just had a lot of questions and a lot of things about Mobile and recruiting Mobile and how to go about it and even some things statewide. I was really excited, when he left. I really think he's already made a difference in just the short time he's been there. But he's bringing excitement back. He's involving a lot of people. He's making sure his coaches spend a lot of time with high school coaches. And he's trying to get around in a short period of time to see as many of them as he can. And he's going to be in Montgomery with probably about 700 or 800 of them on Friday of next week. So, he's working. He's doing what he needs to be doing. And it's a great time to be excited about Auburn. I mean, I think talking to him, he's probably having to go to the portal a little bit more than he wanted to right now because of some needs. But he is going to recruit high school kids, and he's going to get the high school coaches back involved in that. And he knows he's got a tough task, with the crosstown rival and so forth. But it sure didn't seem to scare him much.
Yeah, seems like they've done pretty well in the portal and the early signing period. You mentioned the music earlier. What's your take, Coach, quickly on the portal and the NIL with the situation with a guy in Florida this week? I'm just not sure that this is sustainable for the long term. What do you have a take on that?
Well, no doubt. And I'm yet to talk to a coach, whether it's Coach Freeze, Coach Saban, Coach Womack, Womack, whoever it may be. None of them like it. But, they're not really – they about got to do it because it's here. I think they really like the rule, if it passes, that you can do it one time now, and then you have to sit out a year. I think that will help some. But it's just like the Wild Wild West out there. I mean, you got these third parties that are throwing all this money out there. You don't know to believe them, whether it's true or it's not true, or or whatever. You know, about the only way you could really find out is pick up the phone and call the school that supposedly offered them that and ask them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure they would tell you then. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. You know, the guy from Florida is just one of them. I think we're going to see, you know, a lot more of them. I'm not sure the only way it's going to work if you make them sign some kind of contract that you do this, this, and this, you're going to get this. If you do this, you're going to get that. Because right now, there's no way, Doug, it's sustainable because they're offering guys supposedly big sums of money that have not played a down. They don't know if they're any good or going to be any good. You know, they think they are, but they don't know for sure. Kids' work ethic and heart and so forth till they see them play. Yeah. And I would hate to be involved in the college game right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. And, you know, a lot of these guys and girls have agents when they come to college now or when they get to college as a freshman. Yeah.
All of them do.
Yeah. Well, Terry, always great to visit. We're short on time a little bit, but great to visit. Congratulations on all your accomplishments. And we look forward to next year at UMS Wright and War Eagle.
Hey, anytime, guys, War Eagle. And we're gonna get it back like it used to be. Thank you, guys.
I think so, too. Coach Terry Curtis, head coach of the UMS Wright Bulldogs and former Auburn Tiger, played his college baseball at Auburn back in the late 60s and early 70s, and always a pleasure to have him on the show with us. We'll do it again very soon. We're going to switch gears again as we come back in the next segment. We're going to talk some Auburn basketball. As we mentioned at the top of the show, what a couple of weeks, I guess it's been for the Auburn Tigers. Last night, a big road win over LSU in Baton Rouge. And the Tigers have South Carolina this weekend. We'll talk with the Hall of Fame coach again, Coach Sonny Smith, on the way back as Tiger Talk Overtime continues.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. Welcome back into the show, everybody, as we talk some Auburn sports tonight. Hope you'll join us on the show. If you'd like to make a comment or ask a question, 343-0106 is our number tonight. It's time to talk some college basketball on Tiger Talk Overtime. As you might have heard last hour with Coach Bruce Pearl, the Tigers are on a roll, 6 out of 7, 5-1 in the SEC. And since that Georgia game, they've been pretty good. LSU last night on the road, Mississippi State over the past weekend. Two big victories, and the Georgia game really changed things. Joining us now on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line is the former head coach of the Tigers and a Hall of Famer himself, Coach Sonny Smith. And, Coach, always great to have you with us on Tiger Talk Overtime.
My pleasure to be with you.
What did you think of the ball game last night in Baton Rouge? That was pretty much all Auburn. The LSU Tigers made a little run there at the beginning of the second half, but Auburn was able to put them away pretty quickly.
When Auburn shoots the ball, when they shoot it, they got a great chance of winning. They do everything really good, and every night they hadn't shot the ball as well as I think that they may, and I think that they will, and sometimes they do. But I tell you, LSU is not an easy team to beat, but they took LSU out of most everything that they were doing, and a lot of that's because they shot the ball well.
Exactly right. And Coach Pearl mentioned that, Sonny, at the beginning of the year, his concern about this team shooting the basketball, I think, and we talked about that some last time we visited, but they've been shooting it pretty well lately. Their percentages have been going up, and I guess Jalen Williams is a big reason for that.
Jalen Williams is a guy that doesn't demand the ball, and I think if he did, I think he's a guy that was scoring the 20s almost every night. He's a great shot taker, and he doesn't take bad shots. And when he gets open, it's in an area where if he's got a range or if he feels like he can make it, he'll shoot the ball. If he doesn't, he'll kick it out of there. And I'd like to see him just kind of take over a game and maybe take a bad shot every once in a while, because I think he's capable of getting close to 20 every night.
Yeah, I guess he certainly has the green light at this point, but it kind of an odd combination with Jalen. He's a guy that has been shooting the three ball, and I guess he's been able to do that all along, but he's kind of become more confident as of late. And he's also a guy that can go in the lane and shoot that 12-footer or even the jump hook in there.
Yeah, the jump hook's the best thing I think that he does, and he does it extremely well. I'd like to see him with a more variety of shots, and I'd like to see him say look for shots more often. But he's such a team player. He plays really well on defense, and I know that you guys have noticed he's an excellent passer. And he can post up, he can move away and face up. He's got a solid game, and I think he's only going to get better with experience.
Yeah, I think you're right about the passing, and I'd like to see him, when he catches that ball at the foul line, look down low to Broom or Dylan or whoever is down there at the low post. And also, the other difference, Coach, I know we've talked about Icy a lot, Wendell Green at the point, but since that Georgia game, what has gotten into him? I mean, I was really concerned after watching the Georgia game, but since then, he's been as good as he's been at Auburn, I think.
Well, he wants to win really bad. He gives great effort every night. He's got a good basketball head on him. You know, he knows the things you got to do to win, and he wants to win so bad that you can see it every night out. He doesn't. He's the kind of guy that doesn't take any time off. I like everything about him because of that.
The only thing about him is a little bit undersized, but as we were talking, I think earlier today, he makes some shots that you think, how in the world did he make that at 5'10"?
Yeah. He's got the ball more than everybody else. And sometimes he's got the ball in bad situations with the clock running down. And he has to force something up. And fortunately, he's been able to make some of those shots. So it looks like, you know, that he can make any kind of shot. I think given the chance, I think he'd rather be more of a team guy, take shots when he's open and find the open guy. I think he's such a team guy, and I think that's kind of melded into his mind, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard for me to imagine sometimes how he makes some of those shots and how KD makes some of those shots when they drive in the lane, but they get them in somehow. Coach, tell me about Lior a little bit. With Chris's injury and Allen in a little bit of foul trouble last night, he got some more playing time, and he is really making it pay off as of late.
You watch him in practice, and you think, well, it's just a matter of time. That's the thought that you have. And the reason you say that, he's such an accurate shooter. He really shoots the ball because he doesn't get to shoot it as much in games as you see him doing it in practice. And seeing him in practice, you realize he's just a little bit of time away from being a kind of scorer that you're going to have a lot of minutes for him all the time.
Yeah, he really is playing at a pretty high level right now, and I think he's got some more upside. Visiting with the Hall of Fame coach and former coach of the Auburn Tigers, Sonny Smith. And, Coach, I wanted to mention at the top, I forgot, but we sure do miss you on that radio broadcast. Not that the other guys aren't doing a great job, but I miss hearing you on the radio last night.
Well, I really enjoy doing it very much. There's some of the away games I'm not going to be able to attend, and I'm going to miss those, but I'd like to be with them for every night. You know, everybody says, why do you do that at your age, Sonny? I say, well, I do it because I get a front row seat, and I get to watch a very good team play.
Yep, there you go. I tweeted this today, I think yesterday maybe, about the schedule. I think it was last night after the game. But Auburn is sitting at 5-1 in the SEC. They played six. They got 12 to go. But in the next 12, they have Alabama twice, Tennessee twice, and A&M twice. So six out of the next 12 are going to be battles.
This league, and you just brought it up, this league is loaded up near the top. It's going to be a battle to who ends up in the top. It really is, because there's, I think you mentioned most every one of them, that that's going to be a difficult night every time you play them. And so it's hard for me to figure out who's going to finish up near the top. It's going to end up who shoots the ball the best, because I tell you, and in the games that we have played, I have not noticed bad defense among any teams in the league.
Right.
So what it's going to come down to me is who shoots the ball best. And I think that's the thing you got to think about when you watch the Auburn Tigers play. Are they going to shoot the ball well? If they do, they're very difficult to beat.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say the team that shoots the highest percentage shot is going to shoot the ball the best. But I'm not sure that's the case with Auburn.
Well, I tell you what it is. It's not the case with the league. And my thinking is that the defense is so good. Everybody in this league, you don't have a really bad defensive team. And you have some great defensive teams. And it's hard to get shots. And the guys that are able to still stay disciplined and not take bad shots, not too many, you're going to have to take some bad shots with the clock running down. But I think it's going to come down to who the real winners are going to be later on, the people more disciplined in their offensive game, because defense is really solid in this league.
Mm-hmm. It is. I wanted to ask you, Coach, also, I know it's been a big week in the NBA, and for former Tiger Walker Kessler, Monday night he had 20 points and 21 rebounds and 4 assists and 2 blocks. And last night, again a double-double, he had 15 points and 11 rebounds. I'm not sure anybody imagined that going into his rookie season. We knew he was good, the defensive player of the year last year, but I'm not sure people thought he was that good.
Well, I thought he was good, but I didn't think he'd get the opportunity. You know, it's hard to go into the league as a rookie and play a lot immediately. And I didn't know if the time was going to be there for him, especially since he was a traded player into that program.
Right.
But, hey, I was wrong about that. You know, he has great basketball ability from a standpoint of knowing the game and knowing what to do. He doesn't take bad shots. He's a good passer out of the post. His hands are really good. And the thing that amazes me about him more than anything else, he blocks shots without jumping high. If you notice, he never really jumped real high. His timing is just so accurate and so good. I was worried about that working in the pros, but evidently it is.
Yeah, 7 feet tall. I guess he doesn't have to jump as high as we do. But
Well, he has such. So that's right. He has such great timing, and you don't have to jump high if you time it live. Right? He's certainly a great timer.
Yeah. Well, Walker's doing well. Jabari's doing well, and a great week for the Auburn Tigers, and maybe Bruce Pearl's best coaching job to date in his years at Auburn. We'll see about that as we go on. Coach, always great to visit and talk some college basketball.
Pleasure, Doug. My pleasure.
Look forward to the ball game Saturday against South Carolina. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Coach Sonny Smith, former coach of the Auburn Tigers and a Hall of Famer, and always great to visit with him. And we do miss hearing him on that radio broadcast, although Brad is doing a fantastic job filling in with Andy last night, most of the road games last night from Baton Rouge. All right. We're going to talk some more football on the way back. Earlier today, I had a chance to visit with another great of the Auburn Tigers, former offensive lineman Kendall Simmons, who's now a piece of Hugh Freeze's staff at Auburn. We'll talk with Kendall and much more coming up on Tiger Talk Overtime. Stay here.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to Doug Holton.
Welcome back, everyone. Tiger Talk Overtime. Glad you're with us as we continue to talk Auburn sports, Auburn football, and Auburn basketball and gymnastics, as we mentioned earlier. The big meet coming up tomorrow at home for the Auburn Tigers, their first home meet of the year against Arkansas. And good luck to the young ladies as they take on the Razorbacks tomorrow night. Earlier today, I had a chance to talk some football with a former Auburn All-American, a two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and all-around great guy, Kendall Simmons, who is now once again a piece of the Auburn staff for Coach Hugh Freeze on the support staff again after leading the offensive line for Cadillac Williams the last part of the fall. But great conversation with Kendall earlier today on WarEagleTV.com. Tell me a little bit how excited you are about the transfer portal that Auburn has put together, the early signing period, and the guys that are coming in this spring and for next fall.
I'm extremely excited about it. I was definitely worried about how spring was going to turn out because we, honestly, at that one point, for as offensive line goes, we didn't have enough to have a 2-deep to go into the spring ball. And looking at the way things are shaping up right now, we got a good class going, and I'm excited about how Auburn football has made a transition and the energy that Coach Freeze has brought in from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about Coach Freeze. Obviously, he retained you as a part of the staff at Auburn. What's your impression of him and the guys that he has brought in to be assistant coaches and support staff at Auburn?
Good group of guys. Everybody is very personable. Enjoy talking to all of them. It's one of the things where it's just they all are somewhat laid back. And I definitely feel like, for the most part, everybody has a kind of like a spiritual part about them that you can feel from their presence. One thing I think is very impressive that I like in general is how Coach Free starts off every staff meeting with a devotional that he read that morning and what it meant to him, you know, and give guys an opportunity and ladies who was in there opportunity to expound on it, what they think about it. And if they had something that they might've read, you know, give them opportunity to speak on it. And I enjoy that. I definitely enjoy that part of it. And he has an intention of bringing that same type of approach to the players. And keep going what Brother Chet's been going has been going for years as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's become a very important part of Auburn football with Cadillac in the fall and the things that he said, and now Coach Freeze. Mm-hmm. And I was reading about the quarterback in Arkansas the other day and his visit to Auburn. That's a very important part of what Cadillac and Coach Freeze and you and everybody have in place now on the Plains.
Yes. It's big. Just having, I think, like 15 to 17 guys getting baptized at that last four games of the season, and the energy and just the enthusiasm of the team changed. That's what it's about. I mean, I really believe that, and I'm excited just, like I said, see how Coach Freeze starts off just the staff in general. Mm-hmm. And how he plans approaching the overall program and just trying to keep it, you know, God-centered to a degree.
Take me back a little bit to last fall, the end of last fall. You go from support staff to coaching the offensive line, and now where you are now, what kind of experience was that, and how hard is it to go back and forth to those slots?
I tell you what, for years I've been wanting to get that experience on the field. And to show everybody that I can handle it and that I can do it. It was so exciting, and I was blessed for Cadillac and Rich McGlynn and everybody else giving the opportunity to be able to do it. You know, I'll be honest with you, can be, you know, frustrating to be able to go back in the opposite direction, but that's part of life. And the one thing I can say is right now is God telling me it's not necessarily your time yet. If you can be patient and don't try to force it, you'll be happy with the situation that I put you in at some point. And so I'm at Auburn, man. I love it. Absolutely love this place. I really do. My wife works in human sciences department. and we met here. She went to school here. I mean, we all people through and through. So right now, I'm going to take it for what it is and continue to help in every aspect I possibly can while I'm here.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have really an urge to get to the next level again, to the NFL? Auburn is where you want to be?
Auburn, at the end of the day, I told everybody who's asked me the same question. At the end of the day, I want to be the head O-line coach at Auburn. Mm-hmm. Before I'm done coaching football. It might not be in the next year or two. I might have to end up going somewhere else to come back. But before I'm done coaching, that has always been like my ultimate goal, is just to be in that room, because I played here. I know it. I love it. So, you know, if it happens, it is what it is. And if it's the best opportunity for me, and my wife can handle it, and she give me the say-so to do it, then I'm going to take it and go with it and see where it leads me.
What do you think with the guys that we have coming to Auburn this spring to play next fall? What do you think is a reasonable expectation for Auburn fans and coaches and players and everybody?
A reasonable expectation is to see that same heartbeat you saw the last four games of the season, and to be a better, well-rounded football team. I think also, too, one of the things you can see is our young men carrying themselves better off the field, just representing Auburn, and some of the things that Coach Freeze has talked about that I believe in, too, is just being respectful, doing the things you need to do, because you are an Auburn football player and everybody knows it, and there's a certain standard that needs to be set, and really having everybody to truly take care of each other and really making it a player-led team. I believe that is going to happen, and I really do believe that.
Mm-hmm. And you were at Auburn 97 through 2001. Take me back. You guys won a couple of SEC West championships. Take me back to some of your memories of your time on the Plains. What sticks out?
Oh, man, what sticks out to me was probably one of the things that sticks out the most. I always tell this story is my freshman year, I started every game except for like one or two. And I probably blocked Keo Spikes one time the entire time as a freshman. and I honestly think he let me do it just to build my confidence, because it was just crazy. I always had to deal with Leonardo Carson and Jimmy Brumbaugh and Charles Dorsey and those guys, and just chasing Ricky Neal and Tequila around. It seemed like it was just a daunting task. But that was one of the memories that stick out the most to me as a freshman. And then playing against Peyton Manning in the SEC championship, and then being able to play against him in the NFL, and those kind of comparisons. And then as a senior going back to Auburn, one memory that still haunts me is losing my very last game at Auburn. We lost to Alabama, and that was a game that Carnell broke his collarbone. Mm-hmm. Probably had about yards rushing almost by halftime, and I just knew we were going to win that game, and we went south after he got hurt. That one still bothers me, and there's nothing I could do about it, but that one will always bother me.
Mm-hmm. And you went through a coaching change, kind of a tough coaching change when you were at Auburn. Does that help you kind of relate to the kids, what they're going through right now, some of them?
Definitely. And I always bring that up. I'm glad you brought that. That's a good one, because I didn't know anything about transferring or anything of that nature at all. That thought never even crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. I was there to stay regardless of what happened. Now, it was a very rough transition. Because the way Coach Tobia came in, he was just like, we're gonna fix some of the issues we got here, and we're gonna deal with this. I absolutely love Coach Nall. I love that man to death, but we did not get along when he first got here. Yeah. He didn't. And I still talk to him all the time, especially now the position I'm in and trying to coach. You know, it definitely kind of come full circle. And Coach Yox came in. I love that man, too. He's like another dad to me as well. So that first transition with those guys was really rough. And if they would have come in this time the way they approached it, we would have lost a whole lot of players to the transfer portal. I guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't then. You know, you leave and you go somewhere else. But I was, and I'm glad I stuck with it.
All right, the thoughts of Kendall Simmons, All-American at Auburn, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And thanks to Kendall for being with us on the show tonight. Also want to thank Terry Curtis, the Hall of Fame coach at UMS Wright, former Auburn Tiger, for being with us on the show tonight, and Hall of Famer Sonny Smith, the former coach of the Tigers as well. It's been a great show tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget, number 7 Auburn and the gymnastics team against number 25 Arkansas in Neville Arena tomorrow night, 7:30. And it'll be televised on the SEC Network. Also, Auburn and South Carolina, Saturday at 2:30, right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll see you next week, everybody, on Tiger Talk Overtime. Until then, Doug Holton, War Eagle.